G'day, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit. Inner City Hermit on holidays. That's right, your boy's on holidays. Your boy's on holidays after 10 weeks. 10 weeks of hard work. I'm back. Well, I'm not, I actually didn't go anywhere, but I'm not at work, and that's the main thing. And that is 100% why I am the most hated person in my friendship group at this point in time, because they're all at work, and I obviously technically am still at work, but I'm not, because obviously I'm here. Obviously this episode was a little bit late. It was a little bit late because I have been busy, not busy in the bad sense of having too much work to do, but I was away this weekend at a wedding. I fucking love weddings. To be honest, that was my first proper wedding, but I did realize that I love weddings. They were so cool. It was awesome too because it was two of my really close friends. So seeing that was. It was so cool. It was so cool. And you had, you know, all your mates around watching two of your other mates get married, and they're the coolest couple ever. So they know who they are. And I was so stoked to be there, and I cried like a little bitch for the whole ceremony. I didn't think I would. And then seeing my mate look at his bride as she was coming down the aisle, and oh man, it was the coolest experience ever. I love weddings. I'm now a wedding person. I'm going to go to as many weddings as I can, and I bought a suit. So I'm just a new man. I'm a new man. I feel more grown up. But it was amazing. So if you're wondering, if all five of you that listen to this podcast, if you're wondering, fuck me, why is it a sad day and there's no Inner City Hermit podcast, it's because of that. But it was good. It gave me... It wasn't in Brisbane. It was out in New South Wales. So we drove out there, Kira and I. We had a bit of a road trip, stayed out there, and it was unreal. Did a lot of thinking on the way there. Listened to a couple podcasts, a couple things that would make us both think, and it gave me a good opportunity to have a bit of a think too. It was really good. So. Back on track. Do not worry. It is late, but it is still out. Episode. I don't know anymore. That's a cool thing that I don't know anymore. Yeah, I'm pretty mid-teens, I believe we are. But we're cooking with gas, which is fantastic. I said that last week. Good week. Good, really good week. Last week of school is always so much fun. And I'm not going to dwell too much on school because I promised myself I wouldn't talk about school on the podcast. But it's great because you have a bit more pressure off than when there's assessments and that around the corner. So you get to kind of, especially as a PE teacher, you get to actually, you know, have like a no pressure lessons where you can pretty much just enjoy it and just, I don't know, get to know all the kids as well. So, you know, kids that are causing a bit of grief, you can tend to, you know, get to know them and you come back the next term and it's really good. So last week of school is always excellent and I enjoyed it, and it was funny because without all the shit that you have to do, as in like, you know, marking and all that sort of stuff, it obviously allowed me to come home and I was a little bit freer in the afternoon, so I did a lot of thinking and I realized how terrible people are at driving. On my way home, I do have a new car, so I think the reason why I'm noticing everyone else is a shit driver is because I now have something to lose on the road. See, I used to have the old 98 Corolla, and I could always just play chicken with people whenever I was merging, because I was always like, you know, your car's worth more than mine, mate, so what are you going to do? You going to let me in or not? But I did notice one thing, and I think it's a new sort of trend. It's a trend... I'm going to say it's the same sort of kind of bracket of people that cycle, but it's like, I guess it's not, it's those middle-aged dudes, usually businessmen. But I don't know. I saw it. It's like I saw it once. And then after seeing it once within 5 minutes, within like a 500 meter from, you know, one set of lights to another set of lights, I noticed it again, but It was guys that have electric scooters, like not mopeds, but like you know, like I don't know, like Lime scooters. But obviously they're too cool for that. They just buy their own now, and they're wearing gloves. And I don't understand why. Like they're wearing like motorbike gloves. Like, you know, the actually no, not really motorbike gloves. You know those like fancy when like old people go and drive like vintage cars? Like they were having like vintage car gloves. And they're wearing them while they're riding a scooter. And I can't, like, I mean, it screams virgin, but I just can't comprehend what has made them want to do that. Because, I mean, it's like 30 degrees when I remember seeing, because the first thing I thought was, oh, maybe it's cold outside. Maybe there's a bit of a wind chill and maybe he's a little bit chilly. It was 27 degrees, so it wasn't chilly. But I don't understand why he had, like, how fast are you going? And like, are you initiating races with people? Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, you know when people do things, and you sit there and you're like, dude, surely you looked in the mirror and you had a look at yourself, and you were like, this isn't cool. You know when you're like putting a new item of clothing on, you look at yourself, you're like, nah, not happening. This isn't cool. I don't know if they do that or not, because wearing brown driving gloves whilst riding a Lime scooter just seems a little bit over the top. But I don't know. But if you saw the guy, like if you saw the dudes doing it who did it, it kind of makes sense. Like, I guess they don't have an excuse. But you know when I keep saying you know when, because I think I'm trying to get people to kind of resonate with me. But you know when you see someone and they dress a sort of way, and you're like, oh, why are they wearing that? Or like, you know, like, oh, they, like, what? Why do they look like that? And then you find out what they do, and you're like, ah, totally get it now. Still looks like a dweeb, but I completely understand why. Like, that seems pretty shitty on my part to think that. But yeah, these guys, the two of them looked like the kind of guys that would wear gloves riding a scooter. And they look like the kind of guy that would, instead of using a bell on a bike, they'd just yell at you. Like, hey, get out of the way. Like stuff like that. Like that happens so frequently. It's the same sort of dude. Like, it's the kind of guy that would wear Lycra when their bike's not a legitimate cycling bike. There you go. That's the type of dude it would be. Like, kind of like that entrepreneurial vibe. I don't know. It was silly. It just seemed dumb. It seemed so stupid. And it seemed like the dude would probably just get teased relentlessly if he was anywhere near me. So, but I saw that. I was like, what the fuck? What? Like, ugh. I don't know. There's more important things to worry about. You know, there's way more important things to worry about. You know, like, like the breaking news. Like, Channel 9. Breaking news. Channel 9. You know, the height of journalism. Channel 9. Breaking news. After the iconic Broncos defeat at the hands of the Eels. Fucking a giant score. We were shit. It was terrible. It was a terrible night. But then breaking news the next day. Climate change, fucking forget about it. Nah, wars going on in America, signing bloody, yep, we're going to send troops. Nah, forget that. Tell you what, breaking fucking news, the Broncos were playing the Pokies the day before the fucking final. The Broncos were playing the Pokies. I honestly couldn't sleep that night. Channel 9 it was riveting stuff, you know? It was, I just finished work and I got in my car and the first thing that came into mind was like, you know what? What were the Broncos doing the night before the final? What were they doing? Oh, they were on the Pokies? Nah. Done. Climate change can eat one. Nah. Reducing carbon? Nah. Get rid of it, you know? People starving, people, nah, leave it. Broncos on the Pokies before the final, breaking news. I read the article too, and it's just such horse shit. Like, okay, here's my take on it. They shouldn't have been out. It's literally their job. You know, I can't, to be honest. If I wanted to go out and play the pokies the night before school, like, yeah, I get it. It's their job. It's their job. But who the fuck cares? Like, I don't care at all. Like, I get it. It could be a news story. Like, I get the news story thing. Fair. All right, whatever. You know, that tiny little smidgen of the Courier Mail down the bottom where no one cares, chuck it in there. But Channel 9 making it as breaking news can eat a dick. That just, it seems so stupid. And it kind of like, it really just emphasizes the stupidity of some media at the moment. Like, I mean, I watched the Today Show. Don't ask me why. I think it was just on TV. I was getting my car checked or something. And I was sitting there having a coffee. And I haven't watched the Today Show since I was like, I don't know, 17 years old. Really, it just used to be on the TV before I'd go to school, and that was the way it was. But I just watched. I watched it for like 20 minutes, and I just wanted to die. Like it's so. How do you explain it? Like, you have to say things that people are going to agree with. Otherwise, you just get shit on. So, like, any sort of opinion, you know that they're essentially robots. The people who work on those shows are like robots. They have all these douchebag writers probably just telling them exactly what to say so they don't... And it's just, like, the things that come out are just, like, so... Like, there was a story about, I don't know, some fucking mum somewhere... Like, how stoked she was because she found the golden Lion King Ushi or some shit. Like, that was a story for, like, 10 minutes about how stoked this lady was about finding an Ushi. What? I get it. Like, their target audience, I don't know, is, like... older people, but surely, like, they're over that shit too. Like, could you imagine, like, you're just waiting for, like, the news. You're like, okay, you know what, I just want to know what's going on in the world today. I just want to see what's happening, and I'll just chuck on today, they'll give me a little recap of what's going on. And then the first story you see is some 40-year-old lady, like, losing her shit because she found a golden fucking rubber toy. Is it just me? Does that just seem so stupid? Like, I watched it for 20 minutes and I was like, you know what? I'm glad I read now. Cause at least like some articles that you can, you know, pick and choose and read, they're actually half decent. Or like, you know, thank God for the internet. So we can, could you imagine if your soul, The only way you could find out what's going on in the world is if you had to watch these fucking terrible TV shows. Yeah. But I don't know. That's my rant. I just was watching it and I just thought, you know, this is the worst thing ever. Like, I don't know if maybe I'm just grumpy or... But it just seems like just so stupid. Like, I just don't care about it. But, you know, the good thing is I don't have to watch it. I can turn it off. And that's another thing I get mad at. Like, I don't like that stuff. But you know what? I just turned it off. It was good. I'm going to have a rant about it now. You know, it is what it is. But I could just turn it off. But there's some people who they just can't turn things off. Like... just some people that need to find that, like, the smallest, you know, they're watching, like, I'll bring it up again, Bill Burr, who's, like, one of my favorite comedians of all time. He's probably the greatest comedian, I reckon, that's not Chappelle. But he's getting drilled at the moment for some of the jokes he made on his special. And his special was he one of the stories, and spoiler, was that he was saying how he got Me Too'd. As well, like he had a girl kind of harass him when he was a young up and coming comic, and he was making a joke about the fact that in a comedy special he could have a joke and say, like, it happened, but, you know, if it was a girl, they'd care, but because it's a dude, that no one cares. But he said that, and it was all in humor. Like, I think everyone noticed that it was humor. Like, he was just having a laugh about it, because obviously it wasn't like he got really assaulted, but it was an incident that if it was a girl, you'd think about the scenario a lot differently. But he's getting drilled by, like, feminists because they are saying that he was taking the piss out of, like, you know, oh, but he's, you know, he's making it look like it's not serious and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you're not his target audience. Like, you've literally gone in to watch. You've obviously been told about it. Someone said, oh, yeah, you know, oh, have you seen this? Have a look at this. So you've been told about it. And then now you've gone into it, watching it, knowing that you're going to be triggered when this happens. Like I said last point, it's like triggered society. Like, you're going in knowing that you're there to watch it for the sole purpose of being mad at it. And, like, you know, I'm a huge, there's a lot of things serious. Like, you know, I've seen at clubs where guys just creepily, it's so gross. I've said it, if you're a long-term listener of the podcast, long-term, all 15 episodes, you've heard my take on, like, how annoying dudes are at clubs, and just be like, just be a fucking normal human being. Just be normal. But, like, to say that he's taking the piss out of it because he's telling his own story that's affected him, because he's a man, he's taking the... Like, just don't watch it. Just turn the thing off. You have to go to so much effort, and it's an hour-long special, which they've probably sat through the whole thing of, just to get annoyed at this one snippet, which they're going to take out of context because they're triggered. Oh, just... Just turn off the TV. If you don't like it, turn it off. My girlfriend, she's watching Gossip Girl at the moment, and it's the worst show ever. But you know what? I don't have to watch it. I'll watch it because she's watching it, but I don't have to like it. I think it sucks, but I don't have to watch it. I'm not going to go write an angry email to Gossip Girl saying it fucking makes people like bullies or... Oh. I just turn the TV off. Nah, don't like this. I'm going to go watch something I do like. Oh, turn the TV off, people. Please. Please just turn the TV off. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry about that. I literally listened to a podcast before where Bill Burr was talking about it, and he's a freaking artist the way he approaches comedy. So if you want to watch something that's funny, male or female, just go watch Bill Burr's space. It's hilarious, and it's funny the way he looks at things. It's for someone like me who loves different people's perspectives. It's really cool. So go have a look at it, and then, you know, go watch Whitney Cummings' special, because they work with each other really well. So anyway, man, they're gonna have to pay me some money for all the three people that are gonna go watch their special now. Yeah. What else happened this week? Oh, yeah, I made a mistake. I made a huge mistake. You will remember. It's going to be a real trip out, because it's going to be a picture in a picture of me in this picture. I'm going to put it beside me. If you're listening to this, just forget everything I just said, because you're not going to see it anyway. But I made fun of smart cars, okay? Not the Nissan Cube. That car is still the worst thing in the entire world. And if you have one, just reevaluate yourself. But I made a dig at smart cars, saying that they were the worst things ever. Now, I've recently come into a little bit of knowledge that in Europe or America, either or one of those continents, they have recently opened up a smart car racing circuit. So, in other words, just like people race minis and race like all these other cars, there is now like a Grand Prix for smart cars. And they juice these little bastards up with turbo, and it is ruthless. It is so sick. And it's completely changed my entire outlook of these little shitty smart cars. They are phenomenal. And I actually want one now just to race. These things have, they have no, like, there's nothing stopping them from just, like, because they're getting juiced up so much with, like, you know, engines and stuff for these races. There's nothing keeping them on the road. Like, I saw a highlights package of the racing, and it is just these cars struggling to stay on the ground because they're going so fucking fast. And it is so cool. So it has changed my entire perspective. Oops, my feet are slipping. It has changed my entire perspective of these cars. They're phenomenal. They're awesome. Still hate the Nissan Cube, but I apologize. If you own a smart car, I do think you're pretty gnarly now. So you never know. I might end up getting one. But like I said, if there ever was a Nissan Cube racing league, I wouldn't give a shit. They still suck. Yeah, but that was really cool. That was something I just... These are the things, like, I'm loving the new... I'm loving, but I'm hating the new Facebook format where it takes you to Facebook videos or Facebook watch. And, you know, you're sitting there for 2 seconds, you're going to you watch one video. Like, one video will pop up. And then, I don't know, like, they just go brain ninja on you. And they just find, like, 8 videos in a row that they know will interest you. And all of a sudden, you've wasted 20 minutes watching Vine compilations, smart car racing, and prank videos. And it's, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, shit, I had all this stuff. So Facebook's killing it at the moment with that technique. It's phenomenal. Yeah, so smart car racing. Who even thought, eh? Who would have thought that something so shit could have been such a good idea? Those shitty good ideas, like scooter. I guess back to the scooter thing, you know, things like Lime scooters. When I saw Lime scooters come out, I was like, these are so stupid. And then here I was 2 weeks later speeding down Ann Street on a Lime scooter. So, you know, if you have a dumb idea, you should really just follow it through, because you never know what will happen. I bet you the guy who created Lime is just sitting back in his bloody mansion now dealing with all the lawsuits. Because everyone keeps falling off. I know two people that have fallen off. Two people that have fallen off. And to be fair, two people have fallen off have actually hurt themselves pretty badly. So, yeah, really good. I mean, not good that it's falling off, but, you know, at least it's a funny story. I'm all about those stories. Yeah. Anyway. Far out, smart car racing. I can't even deal. Can't even deal. Just seems so stupid. They're like those little pullback cars. You know the cars that you used to pull back and then you let go and they go phew, and they just ruin your walls in your parents' house? Maybe that was just me. Anyway, festival season is coming up. It's now summer. I'm sweating like a pig. I'm actually sweating now because I've got to turn the fan off. You know what? I didn't completely forgot. I got air conditioning, but I'm not going to put it on. But yeah, it's festival season is upon us. I think Listen Out is this Saturday. I'm jerked. Can't wait. I'm excited. Right in the middle of my holiday, so I'm going to be even more excited. But it does remind me of a couple of things of my pet hates at festivals. And my pet hates are just like everybody's pet hates at festivals. Just, I saw a story not like the other day, and I'm going to say, look, I'm not going to be biased towards one side because I know it does go both ways because I've been groped, and it makes you feel like a piece of shit because you can't do anything. Well, for me, like, I couldn't do anything. Like, it was, you get touched and then you're like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I literally can't punch you because it's a girl. And, you know, I guess it puts into perspective, like, girls, I completely understand, it's fucking foul. It's so gross. But I witnessed it last year at Listen Out. It was a girl that we went with in a group. And a guy just literally, I have to be completely, like, it was so blatantly gross. This dude actually just walked front on, not even in a mosh or anything, and just grabbed, like, pretended to fall and grabbed this girl's boobs. And I don't think I've ever been that angry. Like, I was so angry. So angry. And I think I was so angry because I felt so powerless. And I could only, if that's how a witness felt, but like, I could only imagine how the girl felt. But I was so angry. Like, I actually saw red, and this dude was just such a piece of shit. And the worst bit was a girl came and defended him and said, oh, you know, he's just drunk. He's not actually like, I'm like, well, he is like that because I just saw him fucking do it. Like, you don't accidentally on purpose run in it and just fully open arm, open hand grope someone's boobs. Like, I've never fallen over. Even if I'm falling over, I've never thought to grab titties. Like, it's the last thing on my mind. If I'm falling over, I'm like, okay, let's not land on my face. Like, and that's my first thought. So, like, that's bullshit. So, guys, if you're going to a festival, and girls, some girls, just don't fucking touch anyone. If you don't touch anyone, then you don't get in trouble. It is so easy. Like, you to touch someone, you have to raise your arm, push out, and grab. Those are three actions. If you don't touch anyone, you don't have to do those three actions. You actually do less work by not touching anyone. So, 100%, after I saw that last year, I was like, fuck that guy. I hope you choke on a nail or something, bro, because you're a piece of shit. But if you're at a festival, just don't touch anyone. Just leave it. And from someone who is, like, I love festivals. I love music. And that literally, it was one incident and I was a witness to it and it ruined my festival. It honestly, like, I can't remember ASAP Rocky's set, but I can remember this dude being a piece of shit. So, like, just don't touch anyone. Just don't touch anyone. Blokes, chicks, whatever you identify as, just hands to yourself. I say it at school. I can't believe I'm going to have to say it to adults. Hands to yourself, please. And the other thing is, watch out for your mates. The amount of times I hear about so-and-so going to the toilet and not coming back, like, don't let your mates go to the toilet by themselves. Blokes as well, 100%. The amount of times I've heard of mates, you know, going, or one mate going off on his own and he gets lost and the poor dude's dehydrated and like off his chops, and just go together, look out for your friends, just take care of each other. You know, it's, yeah, it's crazy. I especially now with all this, like, festivals being so packed and it being such a hot time, and it's crazy. So just 100% festival season, watch out for your friends, please. Like, even if you'd miss fucking 15 minutes of your favorite artist, you'd rather miss 15 minutes of your favorite artist than miss your mate forever. So if that's you, if you feel like you're, I don't know, just look out for each other. Even, yeah, look out for each other, 100%. Ah, had a lot on my mind, that one. That got really ranty, actually. Very ranty. I think it's because all my happy endorphins, I used up this on the weekend. So I was just... Nah, and the other thing is, I am sweating up a storm. I completely misjudged the heat of today. And I'm doing this in the Arvo too, so I can just see. There's literally a pool of sweat at my feet. I'm so glad the camera's upright. Anyway, guys, have a fantastic rest of your week. I know I will because I'm on holidays. But if you're not on holidays, you know, have a great week. Say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Have a great day, week, weekend. Tell someone you love them. Look out for your mates at festivals. Don't hate on smart cars because they're cool now. If you see a bloke wearing gloves on a scooter, tell him he's not going that fast and he can probably just not spend $30 on leather gloves. Peace out. Have a great time. See you later, hermits. Hermit gang. You know what I mean. Peace.